Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome to the program a longtime friend. Actually, I've known him his entire life. Very unusual guest here on Conducting Conversations. I don't get to say that very often, but in fact, I can remember when he was born. He currently is now a very important person. He is the president of the Block Island Tourism Council and owner of Ballard's Restaurant and Inn on Block Island. And Stephen Filippi is here. Stephen, great to see you on our Zoom Facebook type situation we're doing here in the studio. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mike. I just want to let you know what a pleasure it is to be here. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I've been asking you for a long time, so I definitely appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, it's great. You know, who would have thought, at least this is what I was thinking to myself last night when I knew we were going to be doing this, that, 40 years ago that you and I would be on the radio talking about things on Block Island and a pandemic that's currently going on in the world and how everybody's handling it. And here you are, very, very successful. I can't tell you how proud I am of you. Not that I had anything to do that, but before we started the show, I reminded you of times when you were a young lad coming across the street and we were neighbors in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And jumping in our swimming pool, and we would horse around and have a great time with you and your brothers, and it was always a fun situation. And my son Justin was right in the mix of your family, so it was a wonderful time back then. But things go on, and things have changed, and you are following in your father's footsteps, I would have to say. Your dad, Paul Filippi, who was very, very well known in Rhode Island circles going back into the 1940s, when he actually started a club in Providence called the Celebrity Club. And I didn't realize this, but when I checked it out, he opened 1 month after I was born, 1 month to the day after I was born. And opened the Celebrity Club, and a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, that are of the correct age will remember the Celebrity Club, where you, I checked this out. I don't know if you're aware of this, but here's some of a short list. He had Nat King Cole, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Sammy Davis Jr., Count Basie, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Errol Garner. I mean, the list went on and on and on of famous people he had at that club. So today, when we talk about Block Island, we're going to remember a little bit about your dad, Paul, and we'll use music from that era when we get to it. But let's start off with the fact that president of the Block Island Tourism Council can't be an easy job right now. How are things going? This is the first weekend in July, the big one normally. You had a big festival yesterday on Saturday, the 4th of July thing. I know you were raising money for charities. Tell us a little bit about what's happening now.
Sure. So, let's talk about Block Island. It's been very difficult for the entire island. And everyone keeps asking how we're surviving. And I think all the businesses right now, what they're trying to do is just get by this summer. There's really no profit motive for any business right now. We're barely surviving. The governor has been exceptional with us. She's working with us. The town council, they've all been wonderful. And as a community, we're all just trying to get together. So that's kind of the state of business right now. No one's ever seen anything like this. And by God, I hope we never see it again.
Right, right. It's one of those things that we all know it's a once in a lifetime or a once in a 100-year type of event, hopefully it will never happen again. Businesses are struggling all over, and what people have to remember is, to make it even worse, not only are businesses struggling on the mainland, but now people have to make an effort to get out to see you on the island. So that's a little extra added difficulty. How is Ballads in particularly handling this? Are you open for whatever quote-unquote could be called normal business?
Well, it's definitely not normal business. We are open. The beach is open. We have a lot of restrictions in place to keep everybody safe, which is difficult for operating. It's difficult on our staff. But we're getting by. We're surviving just like the rest of the island. So I wish it was more optimistic, but unfortunately, we're just trying to get by this summer.
Right. So normally people would come off the Block Island Ferry and they would be at the dock. And if there's one or two people that might be listening to the program that haven't made that trip, I think just about everybody has. But if they haven't, then once you come off the ferry, all you got to do is turn left and walk a few hundred yards and there you are at Ballads. And, Water Street is right in front of you and all the shops and the other restaurants and so forth and inns. But Ballads is certainly the landmark location where you can walk in. Again, in the past, you'd be greeted by live music. Normally, as my memory serves me, there was a large bar that would seat dozens, if not hundreds of people, it seemed to me. And then you had the restaurant, which was the largest on the island for a long time. I don't know if it still is. And then you walk through, and there you are on the beach, and you had your own beach with service out on the beach for food and so forth. How much of that is actually continuing? So you get off the boat, you walk over to Ballads. Is the bar open?
Sure. So the bars are open. There's restricted capacity at each bar. The indoor dining has been very much restricted because of the social distancing guidelines for each table. We do have live music, but again, that's restricted also. There's no dancing at all for the summer, which has been very unfortunate for our guests. And that's been difficult to push back against them, not to dance. But everyone overall has been very understanding with the situation that we're in.
Yeah, it's just too bad it's difficult, but a great spot. We're going to break a little bit now for some music from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong in memory of your dad and the Celebrity Club. We'll come back in a moment and talk more with Stephen Filippi of Block Island Tourism Council and Ballads.
The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day, and everything's okay.
Yes, isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Yes, just as you walk going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, want to pray for me, babe. Now I can see the sun up high. They were calling us down. I can't see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain be to patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Baby, long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. The sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
And we're caught in the storm, babe.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the sky are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Block Island Tourism Council and Ballads Restaurant is the subject of today's Conducting Conversations. I'm on a Zoom meeting, since we can't be live here in the studio, with Stephen Filippi, who is the president of the Tourism Council and the owner of Ballads Restaurant. And the official title of Ballads, is it Ballads Restaurant and Inn, or what is the official title?
Actually, Mike, this is a great question. question. I guess the official title is resort. We've kind of pivoted in the past couple of years to make it more of a resort.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we are.
If we were not in the COVID situation, let's go back to last summer and use that as an example. You have rooms available to rent. Is that correct?
Yep, rooms available to rent. Only 6 rooms.
Yeah, but pretty high end, as I remember. You gave me a tour one time when they were first open. It's not your average Motel 6.
No, they are very high end. We get between, you know, the rates go for between $500 and $600 a night, and we sell out, fortunately.
Yeah. And now they're not available this season, or are they?
The rooms are still available.
Oh,
absolutely.
Great. Oh, okay. Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Well, that would be the way to go then. You want to get away, come out to the island, stay overnight. That would be a great way to get away and change pace for a little while and go to ballads, even though things are restricted. That, for some people, I bet you they enjoy that. They don't have the large crowds because in the past, Ballads is one of those places where there's a lot of people. It's very popular, and sometimes people like a little less than that. But so you can enjoy that now. The bar is available, limited basis. The restaurant is available, limited basis. Let's talk about the Tourism Council and some of the things that have been going on. 4th of July weekend, big weekend out on Block Island, as I said at the top of the program. And you have something called a hangout. Tell me about that.
Sure. So the hangout is about ballads. It has nothing to do with the Tourism Council.
Okay.
And that was today. And it's just a laid-back way for people to listen to country music. We invited them into our 5-acre facility, socially distanced, and to listen to music, and it's a chance to get away safely and to get out, enjoy some time with your family, come to Ballard's. We raise a significant amount of money for the Gloria Gemma Foundation and the Block Island Volunteer Fire Department, which is so key and so important. So that's the synopsis of what we did today at the Country Hangout.
Now, is there going to be another event planned for the later in the summer, something like that, or not at this point?
Oh, there's other events similar to this, and as we go through the phases and work with the governor and the Rhode Island Department of Health, we'll modify those events to meet the safety standards recommended.
Okay, and what about the big 4th of July celebration that always happens on the island? Tell us about that yesterday.
Sure, it wasn't that big this year. It was much more laid back. There were some, obviously, people enjoyed 4th of July, but it was a laid back, it was under control, and just everyone knows, and most people know, that we have the best police chief in the state of Rhode Island. His name is Vin Carlone. He's a phenomenal individual. He keeps this island under wraps, and him and his crew, his team, did, again, a phenomenal job over 4th of July weekend. And all island businesses owe him so much. So I just want to put that out there. We're very grateful for him.
That's excellent. And the Tourism Council has a daunting task this year to let people know that the island is open and things are available. Is there a website people should go to check that out? Or how would they go about finding information?
Yeah, blockislandinfo.com. And the Tourism Council wants everyone to know Block Island's open, but we also want everyone to know to come out here safely. There is a mask ordinance to wear in town, and we do ask that everyone adhere to the mask ordinance. And the Block Island Tourism Council represents Block Island, and there's so many phenomenal hotels and restaurants on Block Island that we encourage everyone to go to. The National Hotel is phenomenal, the Spring House, the Manistee, there's so many great hotels out here that everyone can come to. And there's a lot of phenomenal restaurants, too. So
is that, you kind of have to wear two hats in that position. You're the owner of the largest restaurant on the island, right? And but in the meantime, you just promoted Spring House and the National and so forth. You ever find a conflict with that of trying to, you know, be equal, but in the meantime, your livelihood and your family's well-being depends on Ballads, obviously.
You know, not really. I don't think there's a conflict. I think, you know, all our businesses, we really don't compete. We want what's best for each other. Because, you know, for example, no one wants to come to Block Island and go to Ballard's 5 nights in a row. What we want is you to go to maybe Ballard's once and enjoy 4 other phenomenal restaurants on Block Island. And then we want you to come back next year. We don't want you to go to Nantucket. We don't want you to go to Newport. We want you to come back to Block Island. And no one's going to come to Block Island if you have one good meal all week. So we all kind of work together. It's like a giant food court where everyone has to be at their best, and we encourage each other. And we always help each other out.
What a great explanation. I had not thought of it that way, but the Tourism Council is in competition with other tourist destinations. So if somebody's got a family in Warwick and they're looking for something to do, you want them to go to Block Island versus Mystic Seaport or New York City or Boston or, as you say, Martha's Vineyard or whatever. Block Island should be the destination of choice, particularly for people that are within driving distance of the ferry, right? That's a kind of a no-brainer.
Correct. I mean, we don't discriminate on who we want to come. You know, our marketing is focused, but we do say that there's really no better place to vacation than Block Island. I mean, it's pretty obvious. That's our job as a tourism council, to promote Block Island for leisure travel outside of Block Island. That's our mission statement, and that's our goal. But again, all our businesses work together. And, you know, I always refer people to other restaurants, not just Ballard's, and other hotels. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a team effort.
Excellent. All right. We're going to go take a short break again with some more music from the era of the Celebrity Club, which was started and owned by Stephen's dad, Paul, and started in 1949 and ran for several years into the 1950s. And we'll listen to a little more Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, then take a short break and be back with more.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I always, always keep the memory of us. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys. Away from me.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Will you repeat that again, dearie, please?
No, they can't take that away from me.
Block Island is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and I'm sitting with Stephen Filippi, who is the president of the Block Island Tourism Council, also the owner of Ballard's Restaurant, the very famous destination on the island. Stephen did a great job in the last segment talking about how many things are going on the island, how many businesses are there, and, this last piece of music we just listened to Ella Fitzgerald singing was entitled "They Can't Take That Away From Me," and I guess that could be a theme for a lot of people on how they feel about Block Island and their experiences. It's something you've had to work on this year as far as making people feel safe coming to the island, but that's been accomplished, right? You have a lot of restrictions. I think during the winter you had very little result of the pandemic on the island itself. If any, I'm not aware of what happened there, but things are very calm there now, and the Tourism Council is doing all it can to promote safety and making people feel comfortable, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And also we have to, the town council's done a great job. They passed a mask ordinance recently, and it's not enforceable, it's not being enforced, but it puts the message out there that we just want our guests to respect our community, respect the island, and hopefully they can try the best they can to wear a mask. And, you've never seen this in any other town. We had a town council member who was a phenomenal individual, great guy. His name is Sven Riesum. He was out at the ferry landing passing out masks to all incoming visitors.
I saw that picture on the website or someplace. There's a picture of a man, and I didn't know it was him, but that must be who you're talking about.
Yeah, and where else do you see that kind of spirit in any community? And on a Saturday morning, he could be doing anything he wants. He also owns a business out here. He could be attending to his business, but he's out passing masks. And it just shows you that's the Block Island way, and how everyone wants to work together. And Sven Riesum, hats off to him. He's a phenomenal person, and he leads by example.
Right. Now, you mentioned some of the other restaurants and some of the other hotels, the National, the Spring House, some more famous ones that have been around a long time. The island itself, for anyone that hasn't visited there, was really had a boom during the Victorian age, and that was when a lot of the buildings that are still preserved, like the National and the Spring House, are kind of bygone era days. And you get that feeling of calmness and a little bit back in time. There's no McDonald's. Right? At least it wasn't when I was there last time.
No Dunkin' Donuts.
I would need that for my coffee, but Ballard's has great coffee, so I'll be happy with that. But there are a lot of things to do on the island. There's the lighthouses, both Southeast Light and the North Light, for people to tour. If they haven't done that, great trip. There's the Bluffs. There's Robin's Hollow. Right near Robin's Hollow, this is a little trivia fact that you might not even know about this one. There's a cottage called Smiling Through. Are you aware of that? Right near Robin's Hollow. And a song was written about that by a man named Arthur Penn. The song is called Smiling Through. It was written about Block Island. So there's lots of things to do, see. Southeast Light is a great tour. I don't know if that's open to go inside right now, but at least you can go out there and see it. It's a wonderful place to visit. So along with all the restaurants and all the businesses and the hotels, there's a lot of natural things to see on the island. Miles and miles and miles of beaches and hiking trails and things like that to do, where you're not confined like you might be in a city if you were to go to visit, you know, try to follow in Boston Paul Revere's trail or something and be stuck in the city looking at churches and stuff, versus the island where it's fun and it's nice and relaxing. So
sure. We not only is Bowers Beach great, but we also have Crescent Beach, which is the state beach, and it's more laid back. It's very popular, and all of our beaches, it's free to get on. We're on the mainland. You have to pay for parking. There's certain tighter restrictions. We're on Block Island, our beaches are far more beautiful. The water is cleaner, and you just get to enjoy yourself a lot more. And that encompasses the entire island. So that's the most popular part of Block Island, by far.
And the food. The food is great. A lot of food is fresh. I mean, Ballard's symbol for years was a lobster. I know that. I don't know if it's still on your logo, but it used to be back in the day. I remember having a shirt with a red lobster on it that said Ballard's across it. It's a big part of what happens there. Local seafood is important to all the restaurants and all, not only Ballard's, but all of them. Try to capitalize on that too. So it's another thing for people to do, another thing for people to get out and enjoy. And I can't thank you enough, Stephen, for being the spokesman for the Tourism Council, because you have a wonderful attitude about supporting the whole thing and making Block Island become a destination. So thank you for that. There are other things that you might want to mention before we get off the air here about the island. We have...
Sure. There's one thing I'd like to note that everyone is that Block Island restaurants are better than Newport. We have a higher quality. We're the best restaurants in the entire state. And no one knows it, but when you come out, you're going to agree, just like everyone else. So I invite everyone to come out to Block Island, check out our beautiful hotels. Please visit all of our restaurants. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll see everyone soon. And also, hats off to you, Mike, for doing this and bringing me on. It's been just an absolute pleasure, and I can cross it off my bucket list now.
Well, we'll have to have you back again, and maybe we can have your mother join us the next time. But she has a long history on the island, too, and... It's great to see you on our Zoom. I'm glad the audience has this opportunity to get a little insight as to what's happening on the island, and most importantly, knowing that it's safe and comfortable out there. Get on the Block Island Ferry, or fly over, or take your own boat, however you get there. I wouldn't suggest swimming. It's a long swim, although people have done it. But
jet skis are popular now. We get about 40 jet skis on a Saturday come to the island.
Really?
Yeah, never before. So it's very popular.
Huh, that's all. See, there's always something new happening. Thanks again, Stephen. The websites, first off, for the Block Island Tourism Council, there's a website for that, right?
BlockIslandInfo.com.
All right. And then it's Ballard's... restaurant is the website is Ballard's RI, is that correct?
Ballard's Ballads, B-I.com.
B-I, okay. BalladsBI.com. So you can get information about that. Thanks. We're going to listen to some more music from the days of Stephen's dad running the Celebrity Club. Some more Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. And thanks again, Stephen. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Stay safe and healthy.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now mama, dance with me, I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
so that I can hardly speak.
And I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, cheek to cheek. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft light to enchant me if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come. Yeah. I need no soft lights to enchant me if you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, yeah, babe, and to feel in the night.
feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams come true. I need no starlight to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.